All right, final segment, Maria Z, all the way from Australia, in studio. Stay with us for that and share the links. Share the way we reach more people. Jam in a call from Kelly and then Casey, who held over with our amazing guest, Martin Armstrong. Yeah, it's negative, some of the stuff we said, but the guy's really smart. I think he's dead on, actually. So where we are, we're just getting ready here. We didn't ask for this. I didn't want this, but it's where we're sitting. Like he says in that scene with the cop before Tony Montana shoots him, he says, "It's your tree, Frank. You're sitting in it." What do you mean? You can't kill a cop, Tony. I mean, that's where we are, folks. This stuff is going downhill quick. Let's talk to Kelly in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I've got a new way to nationally fundraise for you. We'll keep it legit. I don't know. I'm not a tech consultant. I don't know about business taxes, et cetera. But here's my idea. I wish, along with many of your listeners, to like support your enterprise or you or whatever you need to have funded for your company to continue on, or if you have to make a new entity, that's another situation. But here we go. I don't want my debit or credit card or bank account subjected to the illegal scrutiny or viewing it by the other side, if you want to air quote that word. You have to, what I'm thinking here is you have to, well, what you claim is only like 1% of your viewership, like in listenership, supports your really good product. And
well, I don't claim it. I mean, it's true.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I mean, to be.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
But what needs. Okay. So what needs to be addressed and tapped into is your viewership and listenership, who definitely financially support you if they could, but make donations or whatever in the correct terminology would be in cash. Here's a seed of a brainstorm I've been thinking about. Locally, take like Ohio, for example, where I am. Your organization or, let's say, one that is established to benefit your organization, like, you know, to your investigative reporters that you've not been able to keep on staff, you have to reduce what you would do is you would need to identify a person or a coordinator for this particular project. Plan a cash collection throughout America, okay? Do we see it, the enthusiasm of people when we had the truckers going to Washington, D.C.? People came from miles and hours and miles away.
Sure, they saw the excitement. They decided to get excited. The difference is if people don't even just buy the products, how am I supposed to set up coordinators and do all this? I mean, sure, I can try that. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but in a few-minute call, it's really hard to extrapolate all that out.
Those are the ideas, and I'm saying, using as Ohio's example, a recognizable rep or your organization, somebody that, you know, has a face, at least has a face on your program so we can recognize it, do travel stops along the interstate. You see, 70 and 75 intersect Ohio, kind of put in a squadron. They're not equal size, but whatever.
No, ma'am, I hear you. Send me an email with your idea. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kelly. Casey, last caller, go ahead before Maria Z takes over.
Yeah, Alex, about the assassination attempt. I don't know if you've seen those aerial photographs of the roof, of crooks lying on the roof before the law enforcement got up there.
Yeah.
Why was the gun 8 to 10 feet away from him if he was shooting at the president?
Yeah, none of this makes sense. It's all a cover-up. It's all coming out.
Yeah, well, you want to hear my take?
Sure.
All right. Well, about the gun, first, his handlers had the gun a few days before the shooting. They shot off about, you know, a dozen or so rounds just to make sure they had enough casings to spread around after the fact. And before they stashed the gun for crooks to pick up, they removed the firing pin because they knew he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. So he gets his orders to go to the AGR building and to wait further orders. That's why he's walking around looking suspicious, you know, and people taking videos of him, you know, probably fed up.
We're almost out of time. Then what happened?
Anyway, so he finally gets the orders to go up, climb up on the roof. So on the way up there, he grabs the gun. He gets up there, and they told him, to make damn sure that, you know, he gets everything right, to use the range finder, you know, check the wind and everything. But they told him that to stall him while the real sniper took the shot.
No, that's probably happened. I think you're probably right. This is is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the article, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Most banned network in the world.
And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
In the words of William Cooper, author of Behold a Pale Horse, we have been taught lies. Reality is not at all what we perceive it to be. Altering that reality, Thomas Jolly, the artistic director for the opening and closing ceremonies of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, brought the world this cheap smut we all had to endure. Jolly once directed a 24-hour production of Shakespeare, so the next logical step was to mock God at the 2024 Paris Olympics. Smack in the face of every human being on Earth with an idiot box.
I don't know what y'all talking about, but this is the GOAT, greatest of all time. With a blue diamond on his head, gold. GOAT. Dog is the GOAT. Represent peace and love around the whole globe. Get him, Glow.
Just remember who changed your mind, because when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
With all of the swine of the New World Order in attendance, sitting like hogs over a Berkshire trough, the 2024 UN World Economic Forum Bilderberg event instantly resonated with tyrannical Olympiads of similar auspicious periods throughout human history.
The Olympic Games could not have been going better for Hitler. Despite the success of Jesse Owens, Germany were leading the medal table.
Presiding over essential food shortages for the Olympic athletes, followed by a power outage in the City of Lights that rocked Macron's spectacle of Merde on day one. Oddly enough, that should be the least of anyone's worries. Pre-Olympics,
four attacks in what the French government called coordinated malicious acts targeted links to the east, north and west of Paris, taking out huge swathes of the network.
Paris is already on high alert amid concerns about potential Russian cyber attacks and actions by violent Islamist groups.
A police investigation is underway tonight after an Australian woman came forward saying that she had been raped by several men on a night out here in the party precinct in Paris. All of this coming just days out from the Olympic opening ceremony.
And robbery of the Olympic athletes.
Crazy start to the trip.
Make sure you sanitize that thing. I don't want to lay on that later.
The Telegraph reported that France had foiled four different plots to sabotage the Olympics over the last few weeks, according to the French Interior Minister, who gave no additional details. While the threat of terror attacks looms large as radicalized inhabitants of the French no-go zones plot in the shadow of the New World Order's Paris, France. We address to the people of France and to French President Macron. Rivers of blood will flow through the streets of Paris. Meanwhile, the opening ceremony revealed Paris Olympic security is on every angle, making the U.S.'s Secret Service look bush league. The spectacle of the opening ceremonies providing a perfect distraction to the real threat on the ground. Yet nothing can distract from the potential death of a female boxer by a male posing as a female that has now weaseled its way into the Olympic Games via Marxist lunacy. Even as Thomas Jolly and crew respond to the backlash.
If people have taken any offense, we are, of course, really, really sorry.
Learning the hard way, God is not mocked. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, reporting to you live in studio from Texas. Yes, I am in Texas. I'm going to be here for at least the next few months because this upcoming election is going to affect the whole world. Right now in Australia, you would all know because I've been reporting on the madness in that country. It is absolutely impacted by the left-wing lunacy that we are seeing in the United States. And so this next election is instrumental not just for my country of origin, but for the entire world. The entire world is influenced by what happens here. And they are desperate. They are desperate to destroy America because it is the leader of the West. They are desperate to make it a clown show, and that is certainly what has been seen over the past few months when we see Transgender Visibility Day on the day of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, celebrated above the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when we see lunatics on the White House lawn flashing their fake, woman's chest that they've constructed, pretending that they're another sex, which you can't be. This has infected the entire West. And let me tell you, I've spoken about this before, but recently in Australia, we had a member of parliament talking about how transgender people need to be able, they need to have the right to change their gender after they're dead. Transgender people need to have the right to change their gender after they're dead. This is a reflection of the maniacs that are running the show. This is a reflection of the lunacy that we just saw at the Olympics. And guys, as I'm talking about this, if you wouldn't mind bringing up some of those images from the Olympics, the blue man has apologized and said that it was all just a big misunderstanding. He didn't mean to try to desecrate the image of the Last Supper. Of course, you can't do that because the Last Supper is symbolic in a way that you'll never be able to destroy, but they attempted it. They attempted to desecrate it. They attempted to mock Jesus Christ. And what did they receive? They received worldwide contempt and backlash to the point where they now have to issue public apologies. It was never our intention. Really? Why'd you do it then if it wasn't your intention? Let's just take a minute to consider. Yes, this is the obese lady that apparently embodies elite athletes. What is she representing? Diabetes? This is not, this does not celebrate elite athletes. The Olympics, an event that used to be revered by the whole world, but they want to destroy that too. And the participants in the Olympics, how do they feel about this? How do they feel about the fact that they train day in, day out, particularly the women? I don't know if they haven't been overtaken by men yet in their sport, that they train and sacrifice their entire lives to participate in. But how do they feel about the fact that they eat incredibly specific meals and consider every single calorie and train day in, day out to attend this prestigious event, or what used to be prestigious before they crapped all over it, to be viewing this at the opening ceremony, something they've tried to scrub from the internet. They want to pull it all down. And by the way, they say it's for copyright. But team, if you could bring up that screenshot, which shows that the video was removed by the owner. They removed their own video. They removed their own video. It's not copyright that they've removed it for. It's because of the backlash, because people are disgusted in what they're seeing. And, you know, I'm going to apologize to you all that you've got this on your screens, but it's important that you see it. Yeah. Olympic opening ceremony highlights. Olympics. This video is not available. Well, it's not a copyright issue when it's your own video, you maniacs. They've removed it because of the backlash. And yes, of course, they're saying now we didn't mean to offend anyone, and it wasn't. We weren't intending on mocking the Last Supper. We weren't intending on waving Satan in your face and seeing how far we can push this lunacy. We weren't intending to let the world know that we hate Jesus and we love Satan and see whether they're all willing to accept that yet or not. Well, guess what? They weren't. They weren't willing to accept it. Yes, the golden calf, of course, the symbolism there of the idolatry. I really want to know how these elite athletes that train their whole lives feel coming to perform after this utter garbage. Utter garbage. That's enough, guys. You don't have to keep playing it. People know how disgusting this was. It's making me sick. But a wonderful thing happened. A wonderful thing happened, ladies and gentlemen. The world en masse rejected this. I even saw comments on social media from atheists, from Muslims, from people of all faiths saying, I am not a Christian, but this is absolutely disgusting. This is, distasteful. Someone called it unimaginative. I don't think it's unimaginative. They know exactly what they've imagined. They've imagined a ceremony for their defeated, pathetic God that they're trying to usher into this world for everyone to worship and accept the mark of the beast. And they're conditioning you bit by bit by bit. This used to be something that we used to analyze and say, oh, did you see that symbolism in this video clip? Or did you see that symbolism in this Hollywood movie? And we used to, as conspiracy experts around the world, we used to sit here and analyze these things and say, oh, you know, there would be videos, whole videos on it. This was the hidden symbolism and this is what they meant by this. And you've got 13 steps here, you know, Madonna walking down these steps. And what does this mean? And this used to be something that people did. You don't have to do it anymore because you've got Sam Smith, I don't know, humping the devil at his concerts. They don't care anymore. And while it is disgusting and it needs to be called out, and the blue man has said, oh, I'm sure that Christians will forgive me because, you know, their religion is all about forgiveness. And it's so funny that you want to teach me about what my religion's all about after you've just absolutely mocked my Lord and Savior at the opening ceremony of the Olympics, after you've tried your best to elevate a defeated foe above the Messiah. But you want to now tell me what my expectation as a Christian is. And you know what? Yes, we do. We do forgive as Christians. That is what we're told to do. But it does not mean that we will tolerate this degeneracy any longer in our society. It does not mean that we have to, you know, Christians have thought for so long we have to turn the other cheek. We just have to turn the other cheek and just accept this stuff for what it is, because that's what tolerance, apparently Christianity is about tolerance. Actually, it's not. And I'm speaking about the Christian perspective here because this was a direct attack on Christianity, this opening ceremony. That's clear. Even atheists can see it. Even the lowest IQ liberal can see it. This was an attack on Christianity. And so they tell you, they try to, and for years they've tried to make you think that tolerance is Christianity. No, it's not. In fact, we are not supposed to tolerate sin. And, you know, I was watching a Drew Hernandez live stream yesterday, and he made such a profound point. He made a profound point that where we are trying, and I understand in the politics game that there is, you know, trying to get everyone on board because you will have a better country and you'll have a better state of affairs if you have a leader, a strong leader that can actually bring people together. I understand that. But what these people, many of them think, many politicians think, is that they can contain sin. That was the point that Drew made. And it was such a powerful point because you can't. It starts with bake the cake to let me wave my genitals in front of your child's face. So no, I don't think that tolerance is the way forward. The way forward is morality. The way forward is the world rejecting this nonsense and setting the moral standard, God's moral standard, for the way that things need to be moving forward. No, MP, you can't change your gender after you're dead. No, we don't need those rights. That is actually degeneracy, and you are not fit for office because you are a mental degenerate. Not because, oh, this is, you know, too woke. Forget that word. No, you are a degenerate. And so we need to reject degenerates from public office. We need to reject degenerates from the public space, degenerate events, degeneracy in general. Because what is clear to me after the Olympics this week is that the world wants morality. Well, there has to be a line that gets crossed for the world to be up in arms and request morality again. And what I'm trying to say is that if you have a constant standard of morality, one that is a common sense approach, one that considers God in its decisions, then we will have a better world. So no, we're not going to tolerate acceptance and celebration of Satan, the defeated foe. No, we're not. We're not. And thank God for the widespread condemnation of this satanic ceremony. Which, by the way, it's not the first one. You remember the last Olympics, how they were ushering in COVID and you had the sick hospital, the hospital beds, and you had the sick kids, and they were telling you in advance at the last Olympics that they were about to launch a pandemic. This is ritualistic in nature because the people that are controlling this world are Satan worshippers. This is why you see these rituals. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here. You all understand this. Because you are regular viewers of one of the most important broadcasts in the world, and I mean InfoWars, that has been telling the world about this. You know, the world's just starting to realize, uh-oh, it looks like we have some crazy devil worshippers in Parliament or in power or in the White House or whatever. A lot of people just started to realize this during COVID. Here's the ritual. Here's the pandemic ritual at the last Olympics. Look at them telling you that they're about to launch their depopulation agenda and kids are going to die. And so I don't condemn people for just waking up during COVID because I understand that a lot of this was hidden under a veil for the most part. People, the open evil and worship of evil was not as prominent as it is today. So I understand. I'm not condemning you if you woke up during COVID or even post-COVID. Great. If you are still able to wake up today and realize your mistakes, then that's fantastic. Or realize your misunderstandings about the world. That's great. But InfoWars has been here for decades telling people this. And so for everyone watching, I'm asking you to please continue supporting this important broadcast. Please continue supporting this important operation. This is so vital for our times because there are very few networks out there, even conservative media, that will go this deep as InfoWars has over the past few years. Now, I want to talk to everyone about the important things that Trump just said. We're living in a time where people aren't sure of who to trust, and I understand that. And I've been very, very open and honest with people from the start that I have ultimately always supported President Trump and believe that he will do the right thing. But where he's made mistakes, I've openly called it out. I think Alex has been very fair in that regard as well. And I think that that is important when you love a leader or when you want a particular leader to do well. If you think this leader has the potential to do a good job, but they need some tweaking, that's actually caring for those leaders. We're not in a cult here. We don't have a problem making suggestions for how people can improve. In fact, that's what you do for people that you care about. And so I am absolutely at any time willing to call out any candidate. I don't care who they are. And I've certainly done that where President Trump is concerned. I've probably criticized him more than any other candidate. Well, of course, apart from Kamala. But my point is that I've carefully assessed some of the words that this man is saying. And this video that Alex played yesterday, and I want to get the team to play it right now, Trump on banning meat and depopulation, is so important. Take a listen to what he says, team, if you can pull that video up, please.
Kamala even wants to pass laws to outlaw red meat to stop climate change. And she is... You know what that means? That means no more cows. You know, this is serious. No, this means no more cows. I guess eventually she's going to mean no more people, right? No more people.
Please tell me, world, that you understand how important that statement was. Who else that is a presidential candidate, really anywhere in the world, is telling you that there is a depopulation agenda or telling you about the fact that they are trying to ban meat? Or telling you about the fact that they want to take your vehicles, ban all vehicles except for electric? Who else is calling out the climate scam? Well, I know that Javier Milei did, but then he broke his election promise on day one, said that he was going to exit Argentina out of the Paris Agreement, and then sent a delegate during his inauguration to say, no, we're still fully on board. That is a betrayal of the country. So I will call that out. Now, I don't know. I'm still not 100% certain about him, but that was a problem. And so if Trump is telling you that climate change is a scam, but then he doesn't take the correct actions once he's elected, that's something that needs to be called out. But this man is absolutely at every single turn calling out the agenda. And so I'm going to take you through a smart city report that I've spoken about many, many times after the break. Take you through a few of those pages in contrast and look at what they want to achieve in contrast with what President Trump has said. And to me, these things are absolutely crucial because I've read their documents. I know what the UN wants to achieve. I know about the UN's AI World Society where they don't want you leaving your home and they want you to hug your mom through a hologram in your lounge room. And everything that Trump is saying is directly challenging their agenda. This is what I was warning about recently when it came to the European elections. We're almost out of time. I'll continue that point on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors, and we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others. We've come up with so many of these beautiful coins, And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. You get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says Fight for Freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, reporting to you live from the studio here today. It is an honor to be with you all today. Just before the break, I was talking about the things that Trump is saying in contrast to what the globalists want to achieve. Now, I have many, many times when I've been guest hosting and on pretty much all of my own broadcasts and when people interview me, brought up these two documents. And the first one that I want to show you is the ARUP, Future of Cities in a 1.5 Degree World. I believe I've got that title right, team, if you can bring up page one of that ARUP report. And everyone needs to familiarize themselves with this, because what this is, the future of urban consumption in a 1.5 degree world. Fantastic. C40 cities. Okay, so what this report is, I'm going to tell you about it just in case you're not aware, is this is the in conjunction with C40 cities, which is setting up smart cities all around the world. And you can go onto their website and have a look at whether your city is currently listed as a smart city. Or you can go to the Global Covenant of Mayors website and actually look at whether your mayor is part of this covenant, the very, you know, religious term that they've formed, this global covenant, whether your mayor is part of this covenant of mayors that that is, or this global covenant, I should say, of mayors that have subscribed to this lunacy that's contained within the ARUP report. And this report basically is, and if you look at my previous reporting on this, you can see how they're actually incentivizing these mayors to achieve not just the progressive targets, but the ambitious targets for 2030. And so what you have is someone like Mayor Adams or Sadiq Khan in London, Mayor Adams of New York, who've just gone straight to the ambitious target, which I said when I first discovered this report was what was going to happen, because I knew they're not just going to go for the progressive target. They're going to go for the full, the full lunacy, because they're incentivized to do so. And so you have Sadiq Khan talking about, no, you can only buy three items of clothing. You can't eat meat, restricted travel, all of these sorts of things. And Mayor Adams in New York has done the same thing, where he said, oh, we're working with American Express to be able to limit the amount of meat that people in New York are purchasing. So what it is they're trying to destroy your confidence in your government. They're trying to make you hate your government, which, by the way, has been achieved for the most part, because they don't want you to actually like your government, because they want a one world leader and then the councils underneath that managing all the districts. And yes, they do call them districts. That is how they want to manage this. And the rest is going to be AI. AI government. And so Yuval Noah Harari has said that 2024 will be the last year of elections. And so they will do everything in their power to make sure that their leaders aren't, that leaders that are against them are not elected in this last year that they plan of elections. This is what the WEF says, or Yuval from the lead advisor to Schwab. 2024 is going to be the last year of elections. In future, AI will decide for us, and AI is going to tell you if you're gay or not because you don't know, and AI is going to tell you what political leaders you want, and AI is going to tell you through sensors all inside your body with the nanorobots what 3D printed vitamins you need this morning. The vision that they have painted for the future, and they all say it, by the way, Kurzweil, Harari, they all talk about how they are going to have us swimming with nanorobots, cyborgize us into human 2.0, and then we're just going to be useless. And then the UN, through their remaking the world towards an age of global enlightenment, their AI world society, their new social contract, which I spoke about just a couple of weeks ago on this broadcast, say, well, basically, after we've done all of this, you're going to be a one-world citizen. You're not going to have an individual identity. You're going to mine cryptocurrency with your body data, Bill Gates patent 060606. Look it up. And the only way that you're going to be able to earn this central bank digital currency with your body data is, look, it's not a social credit system. We're not punishing you for doing the wrong thing. We're just not going to pay you your digital currency if you don't behave in line with how we want you to behave. If your behavior is not conducive to our goals, which are to make everyone gay, I guess. No one to reproduce. We don't want people reproducing. We don't want people happy. We don't want them prospering. We want them confined to their homes, visiting their loved ones through a hologram in their lounge room, swimming with nanorobots that Rand Corporation says can control your body, coerce you into doing things that you wouldn't normally do because it now has the ability to manipulate your behavior and your brain. That's what we want for humanity. And Yuval says, and after we're done with them, because they'll be so useless, we'll just drug them and give them video games. That sounds great. And that is the direction that the world is heading in if we don't see a change in this upcoming election. And I will give you my reasons for what I've seen from what Donald Trump is saying in contrast to what these maniacs are saying. So, team, if you can bring up, please, from that ARUP report, page 39, the page is food. Okay, so it says that food contributes 13% of total emissions in C40 cities. If you can go to the next page, team, page 40, you can see there, everyone, that they want dietary changes. Look at that table. They want dietary changes. And the progressive target, this is what I was explaining to you before about Mayor Adams and Sadiq Khan. They said the progressive target for 2030 is 16 kilograms of meat per person per year. But what did Mayor Adams and Sadiq Khan do? They went straight to the ambitious target, which is what I said would happen. 0 kilograms of meat consumption. Then they want 0 kilograms of dairy consumption per person per year. So they don't want you to have any meat, any dairy. Team, can you please play that clip again of Trump on banning meat?
Kamala even wants to pass laws to outlaw red meat to stop climate change. And she is... You know what that means? That means no more cows. You know, this is serious. No, this means no more cows. I guess eventually she's going to mean no more people, right? No more people.
So let me tell you that when someone calls this out, whoever they are, they know what's going on. Or at least they have some sort of an idea that, banning our food supply probably isn't the smartest thing right now or ever. Something that humans have been eating, consuming, something that's fantastic for you. In fact, recent studies have shown that consuming red meat is actually really good for you. It doesn't cause heart problems. And who would have known that something that God gave us for our consumption was actually good for us? Wow, amazing. When he told the Israelites that they were going to the land of milk and honey, that probably means that milk might be good for humans. But no, we want to ban it now. And what did Trump say? He said that this... The next step, and he said it kind of in jest, but I don't think it was in jest. The next step is to what? Depopulate? Well, yes, actually, that is their next step. Tim, if you can go to page 41 of that report, the next section is clothing and textiles. Well, you can see that fake meat there on the screen. For clothing and textiles, they say that this contributes 4% of total emissions in C40 cities. And the next page, they tell you that you will only be able to buy 3 items of clothing per person per year. Remember, ignore the progressive target, everyone, because they haven't even bothered to try and soften the blow. They haven't even bothered to ease you into this. They've gone straight to the ambitious target, which is 3 items of clothing per person per year. Do you know when I talk to sleepy women? Women who don't really understand the agenda, and I tell them this is the part that upsets them the most. So if you need talking points, guys, for liberal women, probably that one is the one that's going to upset them more than anything, because they do plan on putting limits on how many clothing items you can buy. Go to page 43 for me, team, private transport. And this is where they say that this contributes 8% of the world's total emissions. And if you go to the next page, it shows you on page 85 that the goal is to have you owning 0 private vehicles. 0 private vehicles. And the way that they are trying to achieve this, everyone, is by forcing everyone to go electric, at the same time simultaneously shutting down coal power plants, not drilling. They want to go to green energy. And Tucker Carlson was recently in Australia talking about how the reason that Australia's energy costs are so high, despite the fact that we have abundant resources and ability to produce our own energy, is because we are selling our coal off to China, selling our resources off to China, and then buying back green energy. And he said that alone is enough to get these people out of power. This is criminal. We have the resources on our land. We're not global citizens. No matter how much they want to make us global citizens, we're not global citizens. Our identity has not been destroyed. In fact, it has backfired on them completely that they keep trying to erase patriotism, to erase everything that makes a country great, because the people are becoming more patriotic as they double down. And so, going back to my point on the energy, Trump says, drill, baby, drill. And he says he's not going to ban gas vehicles. Well, let me tell you that is in direct opposition to what the globalists are trying to achieve. That statement alone of the fact that he will not ban gas vehicles is in direct opposition, because bring it up again, guys, if you don't mind, page 85, it clearly says zero private vehicle ownership is the goal. Zero private vehicle ownership. So when someone comes and says, I am not going to ban gas vehicles, because what they're doing is they're forcing everyone into electric and at the same time destroying the power grid so that you won't have the energy required to power your electric vehicle, because they want zero private vehicles. Eventually, they don't want you traveling at all. So when someone comes along and says, no, we're not going to do that, that is in direct opposition to their stated goals. On page 88, as far as the aviation industry goes, they say that this contributes 2% of total emissions. And because of that 2%, which, by the way, CO2 is the gas of life. Like, this is the part that's so frustrating, is that this is actually helpful. The world is greening. We need CO2. So all of this, we need to reduce emissions, actually means reducing life. Let's be clear on that. And when Donald Trump says this is a complete scam, this is such a huge statement. Any leader that says this is a complete scam, my only concern about some of these leaders, like I've highlighted about the so-called right-wing movement in France when Marine Le Pen's party was getting a lot of attention, Jordan Bardella, I had a look at some of his previous quotes, and he's saying human-induced climate change, and we need to base our economic model on this, and so on and so forth. It's like, no. There is no such thing as climate change in the way that they say it. It is called changing weather and a result of geoengineering. They keep gaslighting us and telling us the world's getting hotter. I can assure you that Australia's never been as cold as it has been for the past 2 years, even though they keep manipulating the temperatures. I'm sure that's the case in many other places. It's definitely not hotter than it used to be. That's just a fact. And, you know, many people have gone out and shown that they manipulate these temperatures and so on and so forth. But anyway, my point is climate change is a hoax. However, it is the main driver for the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. In fact, if you look on their website, look this up, UN75, team, you don't have to, I'm just directing the audience, UN75, An Unexpected Message from the Future. Go and read the first few paragraphs there where Vinton Cerf, the evangelist of the internet, says he was playing around with some frequencies and he got a message from some demon in the future, I guess, telling him that it was 2020, that humans realized we have a window of opportunity to go really hard with the Sustainable Development Goals so that we can make it to 2045, which is their ultimate dystopia year. And so as per their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment and the UN 100, you can go and watch my series on that, please. Here it is. The team's got it up. Good on you guys. It's ridiculous when you read this. Like, it literally says on the United Nations website, I was talking to some unknown entity from the future, from the year 2045, and they told me that we just have to go really hard with the Sustainable Development Goals in order to make it to this point. It's absolutely, when I tell people this and they look it up for themselves, they can't believe their eyes. This is because the United Nations is a cult. It's a satanic cult. And the people in control are in a satanic cult that are trying to usher in the mark of the beast, that are trying to usher in a system where you can't buy or sell without this mark. Here you go. Look at this. We'll read it out. It's that ridiculous. I was recently experimenting. This is Vinton Cerf. They call him the evangelist of the internet. Okay, think about that title. I was recently experimenting with some extremely high frequency receivers in the 125 gigahertz band when I detected an unexpected but strong and repeated signal. I recorded it, and after a considerable effort using sophisticated machine learning tools, I was able to decode the signal. The message appears to have come from the future by means unknown and reads something along the lines of, to those of you who are successfully reading this, well done, that means you made it. It was 2020 that humanity realized that we have to, that our only hope, look at that last, those last three lines of that paragraph. It was in 2020 that it was finally recognized that our only hope was to focus intensely and resolutely on the development of new technology to cope with the crisis of global warming and its side effects. effects on a leader that's telling you that this is a scam and then sticks by that is in direct opposition to the central focus of their agenda, because the reasons for banning you from going out of your home is climate change. The reasons for perpetually injecting you is climate change. I've discussed this before in Australia's pandemic preparedness plan. It says we need to preemptively inject people, I don't know, forever, because we're going to prevent climate change that way. We're going to prevent pandemics because climate change is causing pandemics and they're changing every time someone, I don't know, breathes outside. And so we have to consider preventative injections, preemptive injections, and legalizing gain of function research as well, by the way. That's what that document calls for. And you just have New Zealand that's just published their pandemic plan. Please go and watch last week's broadcast that I did with Dr. Rima Labo on this subject. Talking about the fact that they now, you know, they want to force inject people based on this scam. And they're telling us the bird flu. And think about the significance of President Donald Trump saying the whole business about banning meat at a time where they're telling you meat's not safe because of the bird flu. Think about that. At a time where they're trying to ramp up a potential pandemic ahead of this election so that it doesn't go ahead. Trying to fearmonger everyone into not eating meat and being afraid of some fake nonsense that they've created again through a fake PCR test that can't tell the difference between an orange and COVID. If you PCR test a mandarin, it'll turn up positive, for goodness sake, because it's not a diagnostic tool. And Carrie Mullis, right before they killed him, told us that. But think about the significance of a running presidential candidate saying that at a time where they're trying to launch this and New Zealand's preparing for it. Apparently, I mean, they're publishing, hey, we're giving medical officers and police officers the authority to use force to inject people and come after those that don't comply. That was just published this month, this July. And the WHO, the pandemic treaty, negotiations have resumed. I just interviewed James Rogusky on that subject. It's up on zmedia.com. Go and check it out. We'll have it up on band soon as well. So they are going full steam ahead with this climate agenda, which is at the central point. They're linking everything to climate, guys. The earth worship, the fact that religions need to come together. Remember when they declared a new Ten Commandments that were centered around the climate? We need to preserve the earth for future generations, but just keep injecting yourself with sterilizing injections so you can never be fertile again. But we've got to preserve Mother Earth. Okay. For who? For who when you're sterilizing us all? When you're spraying toxins in the air every single day? When you want to give us fake meat that's grown from cancer cells? Who are you preserving it for? For them. For the satanic cult that plans to use us to, I don't know, do what, cheap labor in the metaverse. They want us to work and expand the digital world for them to rule over, because they can never be real gods. You'll never be a god. The people that think that they're gods, you are so pathetic, you are so weak. And you're defeated God that you worship was just condemned by the world at the Olympics. So humanity, we have a serious chance now that people all over the world are rejecting this evil, rejecting this Satanism, rejecting this degeneracy. No, we don't want men waving their genitals in our children's faces anymore. Thank you very much. And in Australia, and I've spoken about this before because I knew it would come to my country, I know that Australia is affected by what happens in the United States. And I saw Drag Queen Storytime is coming and people said, you're importing a culture war. Am I? Really? Maybe I just understand these freaks a little bit better than some give me credit for. I don't know everything, but I've studied these maniacs for years. And lo and behold, a few months later, we had a locked door event in our parliament with Daniel Andrews because there was so much rejection of drag queen story time, pedophile story time everywhere. So then they went and they held it in Parliament behind locked doors. Children with men sexually dancing in front of them inside our Parliament building. These people need to be rejected by all of society. And that is happening, ladies and gentlemen. That happened this week. Humanity had a huge win when humanity said, no thanks, we don't want Satan, we're fine. And you know what? This is really disrespectful to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so let's not do that anymore. Well done, humanity. Well done. When I hear President Trump talking about the fact that he's going to cut funding to schools that impose vaccine mandates and mask mandates, that is in direct opposition to their agenda, which is a forever injection agenda, by the way. I'm talking 500 new vaccines by 2030, published by the World Health Organization in their Immunization Agenda 2030 documents. Look it up. Look up Immunization Agenda 2030 and just control F and look for the number 500. You'll find it. They want to introduce 500 new injections. We don't want this transgender lunacy in schools. And I know that people have been critical of President Trump on the vaccine thing. So have I, obviously. But there are glimmers of hope starting to show. He's saying that he wants to investigate Big Pharma. We all saw that leaked audio of that recent call with RFK Jr. Now, was he talking about just injections for babies only? Well, Alex spoke about that recently. The way that Trump's brain works, he knows better than many. He said that he's going to do investigations into Big Pharma. And should he backflip, I do believe that the whole world would hold him accountable. But to backflip on this many anti-establishment, anti-globalist issues, I can't see it. I cannot see it. Guys, if you can quickly, before we finish, bring up how Meta AI, bring that screenshot up of how Meta AI is denying that the assassination attempt happened. It's a fictional event, Meta AI says. And when you Google, there it is. Look at that. The reason for the disparity in information about the Trump assassination attempt, because it's a fictional event. Whereas Kamala Harris's 2024 presidential campaign is a real and ongoing event. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to erase this from history. And you can see when you Google, if you can bring that picture up quickly, guys, Google search Trump assassination attempt, it doesn't come up. It doesn't come up. They don't want this man in office, and they are going to go to extreme lengths to interfere with this upcoming election. But I'm going to be here for the next few months fighting for the entire West, and I hope that you will be here with me. God bless you, and I'll see you all very soon.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. It was a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, just his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement paid for by the Dilly Meme team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.